You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. For 26 years, the name Loralee Silvaggio was known to KCBX listeners through her weekly show From Ballet to Broadway. And for decades, she was known to the larger San Luis Obispo community for her world of dance. Loralee Silvaggio died from ovarian cancer in late 2020 at age 73. KCBX spoke to people who knew Silvaggio well in this remembrance of the late San Luis Obispo trailblazer. Born and raised in Modesto, California, Loralee Silvaggio studied ballet from a young age.
My mother and her sister, Diana, also trained in San Francisco. So her parents would drive her into the city to train classically. And by the age of 18, my mother was actually a professional ballroom dancer and winning competitions internationally.
That's Silvaggio's youngest daughter, Alexa.
She really got her start in ballroom dance, but was, of course, classically trained, did some TV work in LA, was on several shows as a professional dancer. And then when she moved to San Luis Obispo, began her own dance school.
Silvaggio earned a teaching degree before moving to San Luis Obispo with her first husband, who attended Cal Poly. After not finding any luck getting a local teaching job, she opened up a dance school in her garage at age 21. In 1977, she founded the Civic Ballet of San Luis Obispo, the first professional ballet company on the Central Coast.
She did everything from take dancers to the People's Republic of China, to an exchange in Spain, to taking dancers to Cuba. It was actually the first time since 1957 that Americans had even been on a cultural exchange in Cuba.
50 years later, the Slo Civic Ballet is still going strong, led by her son, Drew. And at age 50, Loralee Silvaggio switched gears. She went back to school to become a psychotherapist and opened up her own practice in Stockton.
Lori, she had this amazing gift where she could lift anybody up if they were feeling down. And how she would do it is she would engage you with questions that brought out the best of you. I saw her do it with her kids. I saw her do it with students and volunteers of the ballet and even her closest friends. And so it was pretty clear that she would move into the healing arts of being a therapist because she already innately had those gifts.
That's her close friend, Jennifer Bloomfield.
She and I became friends, and her children and my children danced together and did the China show and the Cuba show. And then we moved across the street from each other. So once I moved on to Bouchon Street, my kids and I lived at Lori's house.
Many who knew Silvaggio spoke of her drive and her ambition, but not just for herself.
It kind of all is involved in helping other people get to where they want to. I know the whole ballet company was because she studied ballet and stuff, but she never had the opportunity to completely achieve her dreams because her body type, or back then, and me too, really hard. They looked for a long, tall ballerina with a long neck and skinny. And, you know, if you didn't have that right body type and that right, you know, turnout and feet and everything, you had no chance to be a ballerina. And I think she started the company for that reason, to let people that aren't, you know, perfect ballerinas train and become perfect ballerinas. Today, it's completely different. You can, you know, become a ballerina with any type of body, any turnout. It's the work that you put forward into things. And I think that's what she brought up in her students. It's not what you look like, it's how much work you put into it to become successful. And she gave people the opportunity to be up on stage being the sugar plum fairy when maybe they never would in some other situation. So I think giving opportunity to her students and kind of a work ethic and a method of leading their lives, whether they were dancers or not, that you work for the things that you want to get in life. They aren't just handed to you. And that's what she did. She worked for the things that she wanted in her life, and she worked hard and she achieved them.
Jackie Lee teaches at the Academy of Dance and is a ballet mistress.
I just walked in and asked her for a job. That was the first time I met her.
Lee ended up working with Silvaggio for years.
We like had a little group that she took around even to try to audition for like cruise ships and things like that. She was just involved. She got ideas in her head and she just went full out for them always. She never did anything halfway.
Helene Dinsmore was six when her mother enrolled her at Salvaggio's Academy of Dance. 40 years later, she still dances with the company.
Words that come to mind when I think of her, she was captivating. She would give amazing speeches to us of encouragement. She was inspiring. She just had really high expectations of her company, her dancers, the performances she put out.
Dinsmore says she's danced in every Slow Civic Ballet Nutcracker since 1982, except for the year her daughter was born.
And she just pushed you to be the best. Like, she taught more than just dance steps. I mean, she taught the discipline that, like, I have carried throughout my whole life and other parts of my life, and just respect and doing your best and pushing yourself to be the best. And she just was very inspiring. I mean, that's the main word that comes to mind when I think of her.
Dinsmore, Bloomfield, and Lee, all say Laura Lee Salvaggio, made her mark by lifting up others.
She definitely has a big legacy that's still going strong in this community, and I think it benefits many people. So on the stage and in the audience, I think it's just a really special thing to be a part of. So
I just think her persuasiveness into getting things done with the people around her, her drive, her always wanting to go to the next level. She's got this studio that's in her garage, and then all of a sudden she has one downtown, and then she has a jazz companies, and then she has a ballet company, and then, you know, she just keeps going. And then she goes back to school and becomes, you know, a psychotherapist. And then she, you know, she just does more in her lifetime to, I think, make an impression and kind of a life path for others than most people do, definitely. She made her footprint in the world.
She left an imprint on everyone that she met that kind of stuck to the marrow of your bones, as far as feeling that sense of nourishment, that sense of gratitude.
Reporting for KCBX, I'm Greta Mart. The KCBX News Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo.